But what we're seeing right across Donegal right now is that home heating oil prices have jumped but somewhere in the region of 20 to 30%, pretty much overnight. And families have been ringing me genuinely worried today because for many households here, especially in rural county that Donegal is, oil isn't optional. It's how people heat their homes and the fact that these prices have jumped so much in such a short space of time has left people genuinely worried about how they're going to pay for the next fill.
The government position is that people should go to the CRU and complain if they believe they're being gouged, but the point has been made that with over 50% of the price of oil going directly to the government in excise and taxes, the government isn't exactly as removed from the situation as perhaps it might present itself as being.
Yeah, look, there's volatility in the global energy market, and that's, we've got ongoing conflict internationally as well, which is going to affect supply confidence for global oil supplies. But the reality is we can't control global events. What we can control is how our government responds to protect families here at home, and how businesses respond to protect families here at home. And what we're seeing is that these prices are having a real genuine effect on how people live their lives, because the price increases that we've seen over the last couple of days simply isn't sustainable, and people cannot afford to pay the prices that they're being charged all of a sudden.
Should we have government caps? Should we have more energy credits? Should the government be taking more direct action, given, as we said, the fact that a fair whack of the price of oil is going directly to the government in excise and taxes?
I think specifically we need immediate emergency electricity credits to ease pressure. We need that reduction in VAT on fuel. And I think we need real protections for working families. Look, a 20 to 30% overnight increase simply can't be absorbed by ordinary households. So that reduction in the VAT on fuel immediately is something that the government can do in order to bring that price down at the pump. And then, look, we can look at the electricity credits going forward to ease pressure on families at that stage. But we can't simply sit back and pretend that nothing's happening. These things are happening right now, and it's up to us to respond to them.